family. And I grew up observing all those obligations of Islam. I remember by the time I was an adolescent, I had already started fasting, frequently praying during those months, celebrating all the holy days. So it was a pretty staunch Muslim upbringing in my life. By the time I was 10 years old, or even before that, I had already learned to read Quran. My view of Allah, standing before Allah in my prayers, was that Allah was at a distance, and there were certain prayers that I had to do at certain times a day. And they were at a certain specified times, and if I missed those specified times, I could not go back to that, because that was the requirement of Allah. It was the perception in those days in my mind was that what I did was right, and what I thought was right would please Allah. And if Allah was pleased, then there was paradise for me. And if Allah was not pleased, then I would not be a candidate for a paradise. So that was my perception in those days. And it was a general perception, I believe, you know, from my family, you know, background also at that point. So I grew up with that kind of a background of that belief. I kind of was fading away from the regular practice of Islam until I met my wife. She was a Catholic, and it really didn't matter to us. The religion was not an issue in between us. But what began to happen was that after we had children, I began to see her more as a Christian than what I knew when I first met her. And that influence of Christianity, her faith, began to spill over into my children's lives. And I began to see her exerting some influence, or even just my children seeing her faith in their mother. And that kind of roused up the Islam in me again, and I became more of a furious Muslim than I was ever in my life before. And in the process of that, I began to convert my entire family to Islam. I wanted my wife to become a Muslim, I wanted my children to become a Muslim, and I began to teach Arabic to my children. I began to teach them Quran, because I was always under that pressure put on myself that my children must call themselves Muslim. And my children, having a curious mind of children, they began to ask me questions about Quran, and they began to ask me questions about Islam. And I began to realize for the first time in my life that although I knew how to read Quran and I knew fluently to read Arabic, etc., I didn't understand what it said. My answer was kind of vague, or I would become even more stubborn and just would have them believe without any question. I had a dream. I am standing in a church, and it is a Russian church, and inside the church where the Cossacks or the Tsars, you know, they were dressed with woolen hats, etc., heavy woolen coats, and they were breaking down the altar. And I was standing there, and I was watching them breaking down the altar. And one of them broke the altar and handed it to me, and I was holding it on my shoulder, with, you know, with the cross resting on my shoulder. And all of a sudden, I felt a tap on my head. And I didn't seem to pay any attention to that. And then suddenly I felt another tap on my head. And as I turned around, I looked back and I saw the symbolic image of Jesus looking at me, smiling and becoming alive. And the dream ended with vivid colors. And I woke up the next morning, and there was a remarkable change in myself. And the first significant change that occurred was that I stopped all the Islamic teaching to my children and the oppression, you know, to my wife. And I remember that day vividly, that I felt as if I was walking on the air. And I began to occasionally get attracted to the Christian faith, wondering what this is all about. And I began to see Christianity in my wife. And I began to see what really a Christian is, because my wife became a very strong Christian through her own crisis in her life. And I began to really see what a real Christian, true Christian is. And that kind of drew me and attracted me to know more about it. I started talking to one of the pastors of the church that my wife used to go to. And that pastor was very kind, and he showed a lot of love and received me without putting any kind of pressure on me about any kind of faith, and just showed me a lot of love of what God is all about. And I began to kind of see God in him, that this is, you know, truly a relationship that he's manifesting in my life. So that was another phase in my life where I began to be exposed to the Christians. I began to be exposed to the Christian life. But still, I thought I could call myself Muslim and at the same time lead this kind of a life and, you know, be a Christian at the time without calling myself a Christian. I was listening to sermons and I was attracted to the Christian message. And one of the sermons that I listened to was a sermon on the resurrection. And that sermon had a profound impact on me. It just satisfied all my intellectual curiosity about resurrection, because resurrection in Islam is denied, that it never happened. So when I listened to the sermon, the question that came from my mind after listening to the sermon was, what is going to happen to me after I die? And I began to search for the answers, and I did not find any answers. There was no answer in Islam. And from my general knowledge, I believe there was no answer in any other religion. And as a Muslim, I did not know what my destiny would be. And I expressed these thoughts to the pastor that I was seeing and talking to, counseling at times, seeking counseling from him, in other words. And he explained to me the salvation, the deity of Jesus, the resurrection, the purpose behind the resurrection, the salvation, the eternal life. And when I expressed my thoughts about my apprehension about not knowing my own destiny, at that point he explained to me that in order for me to belong to Jesus, to belong to Christ, I must accept the faith as a Christian, and I must become the citizen of the kingdom of God. I'm not the man that I used to be. I began to see that the things that I used to do, the things that I was doing before, were not appealing to me anymore. The sin began to create guilt in me. I see how much it means for me to walk with the Lord and not to disappoint him in me by sinning, even though I know I'm forgiven. And the important thing I feel is that I have a relationship with God. I know I can talk to God. And amazingly, I know that God does talk back to me, and I hear him in my thoughts, I hear him in my experience, I feel God in my life, I experience God in my life. Christ has cleansed my heart. I know that. I know the man I was before, and I know the man I am now, and he has cleansed my heart. And I also know at times I experience that he lives in my heart, and that's what Jesus Christ has done in my life. What I pray for Muslims is that they really should look into what they believe. I think in Islam, the message is to be taken without any questions, which is fine. You don't need to question your religion, but at least look into it to see what it says, why it says so, and why is there such a unique status of Jesus even in Quran, and try to look more into it, and have the freedom in your mind and in your spiritual life to really ask yourself the question that, what do you really believe in? What do you truly believe in? And do you have a one-on-one relationship with God, the Creator, Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth? The message that I want to give to Muslims, as a former Muslim myself, is that truly they should look into the life of Jesus and wonder, who is Jesus? Why do people, Christians, believe in him, that they are even willing to give their life for him? The martyrs that gave their life for Jesus. What promise that Jesus has made? Where did all that come from? Because it says in the Bible, I would ask all of you Muslims to at least read the Bible, because Bible is the Word of God. And it says even in the Quran that the Word of God can never be changed. It is eternal. And Bible is mentioned in the Quran as a Word of God. So at least read the Bible and see what the Bible says about God, what Bible says about Jesus, what Bible says about relationship between God and men, meaning you and me. We have a relationship with God. God has created us. He wants us to live forever. He wants us to be with Him forever. He doesn't want us to perish. And that's why He has promised us eternal life through Jesus. And that is very important for all of you Muslims to really try to find out what is the message behind Jesus, that people believe in Him so strongly, because He has promised us eternal life for to be with Him forever. Even though we sin and we do things that are wrong, but we know through Jesus that God is always forgiving. He will forgive our sins, and He will want us to be with Him forever through Jesus. That is a very, very important message that I would like to leave with you.